Good afternoon. A gusty west wind will continue to keep a chill in the air across interior New York and New England, with temperatures struggling to get back into the middle 20s today. Some places will stay in the high teens and lower 20s, but everyone with that wind gusting at times over 20, even 30 miles per hour, will have wind chill values in the single digits to near 10 above, despite in-and-out sunshine. With that cold wind blowing over the relatively warmer waters of Lake Ontario, some lake effect snow showers could dust up the ground in spots from time to time throughout the afternoon. Overnight tonight, mostly cloudy skies, a scattered snow shower, less wind overnight as well, but still cold, with lows on average dropping down to around 10 above. Another disturbance heading our way through the Great Lakes will produce some snow showers tomorrow morning. When that swings through, the wind will pick up again out of the west-northwest, reinforcing the colder air despite a return to some sunshine. Highs tomorrow will stay in the upper teens and lower 20s. Same story on Thursday with a disturbance passing through. Snow showers will be likely from time to time, some of which could dust the ground. Otherwise, skies will be mostly cloudy. We'll continue with that gusty northwest wind and highs in the upper teens and lower 20s. High pressure will build in on Friday, a little less wind, and mostly sunny skies, but still very cold, with most places staying in the teens to right around 20. Another system will head our way on Saturday. This one will have a little more energy and moisture with it, so a general light snow is possible to start the weekend. Temperatures will edge up into the middle 20s. The second half of the weekend and into the early part of next week finds a series of disturbances merging to form perhaps a bigger storm in the lower Mississippi Valley, which will head our way as we get into the early part of next week. So anywhere from Sunday afternoon through Monday and Tuesday, there's a chance of snow. Some of it could be on the heavier side. As this system sweeps on through, temperatures will creep up into the upper 20s to around 30 degrees. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, winter storm warnings continue from the Bitterroot Mountains east into the northern Rockies of Montana. Continued upslope flow combined with Arctic air and Pacific moisture will continue to produce snow today. Additional snowfall amounts in these locations will be in the 5 to 9 inch range. Meanwhile, Arctic air continues to flow into the northern tier of the country. Wind chill advisories are out from the Dakotas eastward across most of Minnesota and parts of the Midwest, including Chicago. In these locations, wind chill values could be as low as 35 below zero. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 88 degrees at West Kendall, Florida, to a low of 19 below zero at Willow City, North Dakota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, partly sunny and windy in New York City with a passing snow shower and highs in the lower 30s. Boston, partly sunny and windy in the upper 20s. And in Buffalo, mostly cloudy and windy with scattered snow showers and highs near 20 degrees. The average high temperature in Albany today, 37 degrees, the average low 20, the record high 67 set in 1976, and the record low 14 below zero in 1914. Sunrise this morning was at 6:37 a.m., sunset this evening 5:40 p.m., 11 hours and 3 minutes of daylight, an increase of 4 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy, windy, and cold today with passing flurries and snow showers and highs in the teens to lower 20s. Mostly cloudy with a few flurries and snow showers tonight, 0 to 10 above. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds, windy and cold today with highs in the upper 20s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the middle teens. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy, windy, and colder today with snow showers and highs in the lower 20s. Mostly cloudy with snow showers tonight and lows in the lower teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds, windy and cold today with a few passing flurries and highs in the upper 20s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower to mid-teens. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly cloudy, windy, and cold today with passing flurries and snow showers and highs in the mid-20s. Mostly cloudy with a few flurries and snow showers tonight, lows in the lower teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, some morning snow showers, then increasing sun, windy and cold again, lower 20s. Mostly cloudy, windy and cold with snow showers Thursday, lower 20s. Mostly sunny but very cold on Friday, upper teens to around 20. Light snow Saturday, mid-20s, a chance of snow Sunday, and a chance of snow Monday, highs in the upper 20s to around 30. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.